Hello and good welcome to Shutterbugs, everyone's number one favorite horror podcast. Today it's just Kaylee, and I'll explain why in a little bit. As you know, we've had several technical errors as of late, so why not continue the trend with Child's Play, the 1988 cult classic in which we would have given you a drunken, dazzling, and disorderly movie experience. But alas, the file deleted itself. And because we're champs, we're literally just going to give you what we have left. So here we have for you Child's Play. When serial killer Charles Lee Ray is mortally wounded in a police shootout, he uses a voodoo spell to transfer his soul into Chucky, a good guy's doll. Young Andy receives this doll as a birthday gift, and Chucky soon resumes his killing spree and makes sure that the evidence points to Andy. The detective who shot the serial killer doesn't believe Andy's story, but because he wants to bone down on Andy's mom, he agrees to investigate. And Chucky, well, he doesn't like that at all. Hold on to your pants, because here we go. Ew, dolls are so creepy. Chucky, no! Aw, poor Andy.
Really, Facebook thinks we're alcoholics. I've got an ad for the Aurora Recovery Center.
That was Child's Play.
Sorry. I had a mouthful of booze, and I was trying not to laugh it out of my mouth.
Oh, good.
Should we watch the first Purge?
I was gonna say, we did watch the first Purge.
That's what makes it funny. Well, the original, the first film called The Purge was not great.
I thought you were gonna say, we should watch, that's the what you meant, and I was like, we literally just watched The Purge.
I don't have memories. We need to watch Black Klansman.
Yeah, despite the name, looks pretty good.
Yeah, the name on that film is terrible, but it actually looked like it could be good.
Yeah, and the look of the post is a little ma.
Did you watch the video of the Incredibles if it was 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Did you not? I thought Mitch sent that to both of us.
I don't always look at what Mitch sends us.
It was so good. When we're done this, we'll put it up on the TV. It was so, there are a few moments in it where it's like, oh my god, it's perfect.
It's just so real.
It's, yeah. I was like, I feel like I would watch this movie. Like.
Oh god, who would?
Oh jeez, I thought you were gonna fall.
That's fine, we're back.
That you were going over.
We're always very professional in everything we do.
Professionalism is our middle name. We are Shutter Professional Bugs.
Yeah, in case you all were wondering. We didn't even eat this podcast. Like, hello, look at us.
Yeah, but next podcast.
We'll be eating the whole time.
We're probably going to be eating the whole time. Like, get some wasabi.
Pokeball.
Okay, that Pokeball.
But Child's Play is a movie.
Child's Play is a movie. You are correct. But what's that movie about?
It begins with a shootout between a police officer and what we later find out to be a serial killer. There's a lot of questionable things done on both sides.
Yep. That's accurate.
Like the time when he's hobbling. The killer gets shot and hobbles into the middle of the street and then is being followed by a police car, and then he hides behind a pillar and the police car just keeps going.
Like, you didn't. He's like right in front of him, is like, oop, I'll just duck in here. And they're like, oh, where'd he go? And they just keep driving.
It was a very like Scooby-Doo moment where they're just like, oh, where'd he go?
Zoinks! Where'd he go?
Exactly.
That's what happened. He just did a little dipty doo and
just soinks down out of there.
Disappeared. So, you know, that's it. That's the end of it. That's what happens in the movie.
And they keep shooting each other. And then they run into a toy store. And then the toy store has all the creepy dolls in it. Gets shot again, apparently. And then
decides to just fuck up the toy store as one last huzzah before he dies. Oh, but wait, he's not dying. He voodoos himself into a doll.
He's voodoo doll.
And then this doll finds its way into little Andy's house because his mom is a single working mom and her husband died and she got him in a back alley.
Did you just say single working mom?
I did.
Because I also thought you said little Andy.
Little Andy.
But it sounded like you went little Landy.
Little Landon.
Like his name is Landy.
Little old Landy.
Little Landy.
Landy and Mrs. Landy.
We both just stopped because I think number one Patreon supporter is messaging us.
Anywho, then he ends up, because, you know, Andy's mom, she's a hard-working woman and
she's going to call her a whore.
Well, she does spend a lot of time on the streets in this movie.
Yeah, but it's apparently all one night. This whole thing is one night.
Well, a day. No, probably by the end of it, it's like 2 days.
Yeah.
Cause,
like, from the time.
Oh, it'd be the night of the transference, the morning birthday, the evening best friend murder.
Yeah.
The morning kid goes and blows up a house, the evening Chucky fights back, and we're done.
Chucky Fights Back just be the next Chucky film?
Yes.
Because that's great. Like, that's a good title.
Trademark, copyright, nice try, buddies. It's my title.
Although, you know, I do often complain that, like, they spread things out in movies to take multiple days. Like, this movie was only 2 hours. Or what was it? Two-ish hours.
Hour and a half?
Like.
Hour 40?
So, they had ample time to get through the whole night. Like,
a few nights.
You know? I get it.
Very exciting. And so it's Andy's birthday, and he wants a good...
Poor Landy.
...good guy's doll. And his mom wraps up a giant box that's super suspicious, and it's not a doll. It's full of fucking clothes.
Which is the... Like, okay. Kids, they don't fucking want it. They don't want clothes as a gift. They just don't. Or do you know when kids want clothes as a gift? When they're our age.
When they're adults and they need socks and Gitchies.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my god, I was wearing these holy socks for months. Thank you so much. And then there's like a gift card for Safeway. And you're like, groceries, free groceries. And it's like the greatest feeling in the world. When you're 5, not so much.
No. Or like, if you're buying me clothes and I'm 5, you know what they should be wrapped like? Close size packages.
Yeah.
That I can do this with and they feel soft and mobile.
And they should be superhero costumes.
Yes.
That's it. Not real clothes, just superhero costume.
Just the basics.
Yeah.
Although I think in the latter part of the movie, he is wearing his birthday outfit, like the clothes that he got for his birthday. It looks like the same jeans that she was like holding up and was like, these will do, we'll just have to hem them up a bit.
Yeah.
Cute.
I think so. I don't really know. Probably.
And then she buys a back alley doll. He gets it.
She buys a doll from a sketchy guy in a back alley.
Yeah, who needs a dentist ASAP.
Boy, and how.
And maybe like a, also just like a course in how to treat women.
Yeah, how not to try to rape folk. But that comes later.
Yeah.
How not to rape. This is a lesson I think many a man could afford.
I mean, let's not be sexist, you know? Everyone should take the course.
Hey, that's true. We should get some ladies up in there, you know? We all need to know how to not rape people. And here's how you do it. If they don't say, boy, yes, let's have sex, then don't do it.
Is that oft how you initiate sex? You're just like, hey, you want to have sex? And Noah's like, boy, yes. I want to have sex.
Yeah, how the hell else do you do it? Literally this morning I was like, hey, just like, no build-up, just want to have sex? And Noah's just like, okay.
Oh, I was going to say, if he was just like, is that consent?
He said okay. And I was like, I need an enthusiastic yes to continue.
Yes,
without
please.
That, I don't continue.
And also, can you sign this waiver?
Can you just sign this? And then you're going to sign it again after the fact to show that the events that transpired were to your liking.
I have a before and after forms of consent.
Yeah.
Sign here, signature, and date.
Scratch and sniff here, signature here.
Scratch and sniff. What oh my god.
From? I think that's from Cat in the Hat.
I don't know.
I think that's what it is. He's like, sign here, initial here, expressions of here, sign here. It's like a waiver.
Of me just thinking like, but what would it smell like? A sex consent form with a scratch and sniff?
It's like this is the scent of the scented lube we will be using.
Oh, flavored or otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, just like on the topic of scented and flavored lube, that's meant for putting it in your mouth.
Not your vagina.
Don't put it in your vagina. Because that's how you get a yeast infection. Ooh, mama. Ooh, mama.
Oh, Nellio, never get a yeast infection, no matter which way, how, or when, where, or why.
It's probably inevitable. Like, I think most women have gone down the yeasty trail, so to speak.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm so sorry that our number one fan is a dude.
But also the fact that you referred to it as the yeasty trail.
I was trying to make it sound like whimsical.
It's like Oregon Trail, but for yeast infections.
And also to prevent UTIs, ladies and boys, pee after you have sex.
Before and after, just for safety.
Yeah, before and after is kind of the best bet. You might not always have it in you to do both, you know?
But
try. Like, drink a lot of water and pee right away when you can.
Give it a whirl.
And boys, too. Boys can get that UTI. It's harder for guys because their urethra's so long. But
you can.
You can. So just pee. Pee have everywhere. A little pee, you know?
Yeah.
And that's Sam's sex ed. Enthusiastic consent and pee a lot.
With consent. Hey.
Or privately.
Whatever. Either way. And always use a condom.
Always use a condom unless you are in a long-term committed relationship. And even then, when you go for your annual or semi-annual pap, get an STI test. It can't hurt.
Just to be sure.
You know, it can't hurt.
The only way to not make a baby is to be abstinent. So there you have it.
It is the only real way. And I'm not an abstinence preacher, but here's what I think you should do. If you don't want babies, use some form of hormonal or like copper birth control.
Saran wrap your dickhole.
Nope. Don't use saran wrap. Use a condom that is not stored in your wallet.
Yeah.
You store your condom in your wallet, you might as well just throw it out and use a hefty bag because it's not going to work.
Oh my god, a hefty bag? Just imagine.
No, it sounds terrible.
Ooh.
Why am I giving a sex ed lesson to grown-ass adults?
Because this movie is called Child's Play, and do you know what you don't want to play with? Making a child.
That's true. You don't want to play with making a child. I'm talking to you, our listeners.
People of the world, don't. Make a baby unless you're financially able and emotionally stable.
Yeah. Granted, that's a tough place to find yourself, but, you know. I've been watching a lot of Call the Midwife. And what I've learned from Call the Midwife is, boy, birth doesn't look like a walk in the park.
Birth? No.
No. Although it does make me really want a midwife when I have a baby.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just to have a baby.
Oh, that
really makes you just wants to have the baby.
You know, I do, and you would think that, like, watching a show where they show all the, like, horrors that can go wrong in birth, and, like, but they also show all the love, and I'm like, I want to make a baby. I like babies.
That was creepy.
I do. We're weird. But we're at the part now where that anti-nausea drug is causing birth defects, and I'm like, ah.
Do it. Don't do it. It's pretty interesting.
Also, oh my god, like, high five to the props department for this show, because holy shit.
They got some fucked up babies?
Oh, they got a prop baby, but they did a good fucking job with it.
Well, it doesn't just look like a doll that they move, like, the arms on.
No, it's like, it's like somehow they, like, superimpose a real baby's head.
Ooh.
But it like, it doesn't look like it's superimposed. That, or maybe they found, like, it's actually, like...
What if they just
like,
got, like... deformed babies.
Maybe, but I feel like maybe, probably not.
Gotta pay for those medical bills somehow.
Aw, poor Americans. Mm. Y'all need some socialized healthcare.
Y'all need some
talking to you, Hello Creeps, you guys. Vote.
They done that. It's over.
Well, it's over for now, and it's back again a couple years. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
But the movie continues, and... Andy
we were done.
Becomes best friends with his good guys, doll, and
They oh, go God, and, we only talked about the first, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, then they go and blow up a house together, and... Oh, well, before that, Chucky pushes his auntie out the window, and...
Just casually shoves her out the window.
She kind of slipped, so half and half.
Well, he, like, hit her in the face with a tiny hammer, and she was like, oh, I'm gonna go backwards through this entire room, and then...
Literally slid across... Well, slid across the entire kitchen floor and out the window. Well, there was
shit on the floor, right? Yeah, like, so that could make it slippery. Not shit, but, like, flour or sugar or something.
It was pure shit. Doll shit.
Oh, God.
It's just stuffing.
It's just pillowcase. Anyways, so she went flying through the window. And let's just talk for a minute about why, if you're going to have windows in your house, you should make sure they're sturdy.
Right? Like, what, the fourth floor or fifth floor? They were just fucking like high. Just, like,
tricks and smashes on out.
Right? Smashes right out there.
Whatever. Anyway, she did.
Then they go...
she crushed some poor guy's truck.
Yeah. Yeah, poor truck guy.
He tried.
Not poor woman who fell out of the building.
Well, we already established poor her. It's not also this guy's truck got crushed by a lady.
Right? What is your insurance like? Just be like, so... A woman fell out of a window and landed on my truck.
Yeah, does insurance cover murder?
Right? Kind of.
I don't know, I hope for his sake it does.
It's a hit and stay? That she didn't run away? You know, how do you figure that out? You don't.
You don't, you gotta be an insurance adjuster. And they're like, well, like, how much was she worth?
Oh,
that must be a shitty job, trying to figure out what, like, people's lives are worth.
Well, I'm sure if you have insurance, it's all laid out.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, I guess when you do, like, life insurance, it's like, this is how much people get if you die. But, like, I don't know, having to go through when people put in claims because their house burned down, and it's like, your job is to pay out the least amount that is possible. So yeah. Somebody submits a claim, and it's like, not super thorough, you end up giving them way less. I would think that would be a hard job unless you're, like, kind of a shitty person.
You'd have to, well, I shouldn't say you'd have to be, but you'd have to be, like, on for work and then off at the end of the day. Because you couldn't just be, like, a bleeding heart, because then your company would be losing money. They would
fire you, right? Like, you'd be like, no, you can't pay out the max for every item.
But I wanna. No.
No.
God, no. Haven't they suffered enough? No.
Right? So then Chucky kills everybody but doesn't.
Then they blow up a house and the kid gets taken to the police station where he's put into a psych evaluation study overnight. And the mom finally believes him because she tried to throw Chucky in a fire but he fought back. Then she goes down to the hobo village and almost gets raped because she's on a mission.
For real, dude.
And the whole, oh, before that, she finds out that there's no batteries in him, and she's like, what? No batteries? Well,
that's why she throws him in the fire, or threatens to throw him in the fire, and he's like, you bitch!
Yeah. So then she gets raped a bit, and then they go and find the murderer's house.
Wait, no, she doesn't. The guy is like, oh, you got shit you can pay me with. Ooh, and he gets all gropey, and the police officer is like, bam, bitch! And that's the only time he's ever good at fighting.
Yes. So literally.
Is when he punches a guy in the back of the head.
Like a sad, weak hobo man.
And then all the guys that were gonna run a train run off. Mm-hmm. Find someone else to run a train on.
Yeah, the one hobo woman in the village.
She's like, I was gonna run a train too.
She was like, I was so excited it wasn't gonna be me tonight.
No, oh, God. Oh, that's so sad because it's so true. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Then they go to the killer's house and they find all the hoodoo voodoo on the wall and
his penchant
for wanting to live after death. And then they go to find the voodoo man, but Chucky's already been there and killed him. And then they are like, oh, we should probably check on little old Andy. And Chucky's already been there and tried to kill him. And Andy ran home. And then Chucky went there and tried to kill him. And they finally caught up and also tried to kill him.
Can we talk about how this kid knew how to get home?
From a place he's never been before?
Right? Do you know what happened if I were that age and tried to go home? I would die.
I was going to say, you'd probably make it, because your town is small, just like mine.
Okay. Granted, to be fair, but I was pretty fucking dumb. Like, I got lost in my hometown a few times, and my hometown was mostly one street.
How?
And I was 9.
How?
Just went up the wrong street and was like, if I keep going this way, will this get me where I need to go? And it's like, yeah.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Wow.
I'm very bad at spatial awareness.
Yeah.
The only reason that I know what way is north and south and shit in this city is one, because I've been here for 10 years, and two, because of the buses.
I thought you were going to say the sun.
No, that doesn't help me at all. Because I'm really bad at second-guessing myself. I'll be like, this is the right way. I'll be like, because this. But then I'll be like, this is the right way because the sun rises in the...
East?
West?
No.
No, it's east. I know it's east. No. Is it, though? And then I don't know.
It is. It wakes up China first, and then it hits us last.
Yes, I know that logically. But when you're in the moment and you're kind of lost, I second-guess myself. I'm like, no, what if that's not right? And then I get turned around.
I just cruise. Well, never gotten lost one time. I was really fucking drunk.
Is that the time that you walked down the wrong street trying to get to my house, but I lived on the same street?
Yep.
That you were on to begin with?
All I had to do was a straight line. And instead of that, I went out the back door, a few blocks that way, a couple blocks up this way, a few blocks back this way, met the police officers, had to throw out my booze,
This way.
And then I finally made it back.
I'm honestly impressed.
Right?
Well, that's like the time I came out of, I used to live over on Pembina, remember? And I was at Tavern on Pembina.
Yeah, for your birthday. God, that was funny.
You can see my apartment building from the bar that we were at. And I walked out. And I was like, no, it's this way, the exact opposite way. And my friends were like, look, that right there is your apartment building. I was like, no, it's that one. And the thing I was pointing at was not
anything.
Even a little bit my apartment building.
I'm like, no, you have to go over.
I eventually was like, okay, whatever, I'll go with you guys then. And I was like, oh, we made it.
Wow, so told you I was right. And you're like, but what?
Yeah, so that's how unaware I am. I could see my apartment building and was determined that I had to go the other way.
As you do.
Oh, girl, this is why I'm kind of fucked and you're not.
Yeah, because you're thirsty and my drink is just all squeezy.
Just take a giant gulp. Like, just give it, a few, glug, glug, glugs. And then you'll feel better. This is the opposite of what I just said.
You know how much I like sweet things?
You always give yourself a big ol' squeeze. No. You go...
No.
You do. You do it in mine.
No, I do squirt, squirt.
I tried to do what I thought you would like... And if you don't like it, then just drink it anyways.
That's the plan. And then they light Chucky on fire, and he doesn't die, so they shoot off his head, shoot off his arm, shoot off his leg, shoot him in the chest, the back a couple times, then shoot him in the chest, and that may or may not have actually killed him.
It didn't.
The end.
We find out it didn't.
Based on the 6 sequels, I'm not sure.
Oh, right. No, sorry. You're right. I thought when she shot him in the chest, but they shoot him in the chest again. Also, how bad does that cop feel when he's like, holy fuck, this thing is real?
Well, yeah, mustache cop comes to the scene.
So mustachio.
He's been in the movie a bit, and he comes in, and he's like, they're like, she wasn't lying. It was the doll. And he's like, come on, man. Like, no, like, get real. And he picks up the head and is like, look, I'm a doll. Squish, squish, squish. And then Chucky's body comes out of the vent and chokes him out.
I'm gonna kill you. I don't know how the body got there.
No idea. He's a fast little motherfucker.
He's so fast. He's so tricksy.
Yeah, and that's how he gets a franchise, you know?
And that's how he gets 6 more movies. And counting, probably.
Yeah. The new one was good, so.
I feel like the new one was on par. Like, I do feel like it.
It's nice that they brought Andy back.
I think that's so cute.
The real Andy.
He's so grown up.
He's a real.
He's like Rugrats, all grown up. Remember that?
Yeah, there was a TV show.
Yeah, it was Rugrats, but they were teenagers.
They were grown up.
This is just like that.
Never grow up. Peter Pan.
Oh my god, I'm Peter Pan.
Yes.
We are Peter Pan. We are the Lost Boys.
Yeah, but we're vampire version, that Lost Boys.
Yeah.
What would you rate this movie about a boy and his doll lover?
That's a good question. I would rate this one lost opportunity to sell spells to pedophiles. Out of one bitch that needs to learn to be a better shot.
Right? Although, like, she sells jewelry, so I don't think that's she would fair.
But I'm just saying she needs to learn to be a better shot. Yeah,
she has time.
And what that means is, I liked this. This was, I don't, like, I didn't watch this when I was growing up, because it looked really dumb to me.
Really?
But, like, yeah, I was like, and I'm a horror person, I was like, oh, whatever, Chucky, bullshit. But it was, like, better than I thought. It wasn't scary, like.
Like, imagine watching this when you're the same age as, like, the boy.
Well, I probably wouldn't.
I did.
My parents didn't let me watch scary movies like that when I was 5.
TBS.
Although apparently he was 2.
Yeah. And, right. Yeah, that's very twice true.
Twice the size of what he should be and could talk in really full and complete sentences.
She's just in, like, a lot of denial.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
But that's okay.
And also the police officer looks a lot like her dead husband.
Right? And don't you kind of want to fuck the cop?
No, but...
Really?
Would like to fall in love.
That was working for me.
Mustache guy was more down my alley.
Really? Boy, I felt the opposite. Yeah. Even though my husband now has a mustache.
Right? And I would rate this 2 batteries that should have been in his body out of 3 attempts at true death.
I like that. Do our ratings mean we like this movie? I like this movie.
I like this movie.
It was, I get it. My I suggestion. Get why it's a classic. I feel like this was a very unique story for the time as well. Like, now it's just like, oh, Chucky. Like, everyone kind of knows what that is. But,
at the time, I think
I can't doll think of bullshit. Anything. I can't think of anything else really like it until, like, Annabelle.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dead Silence, just the mannequin.
The gremlins. They're like little baby dolls.
They're like little animals.
Yeah.
This was the first like doll came to life and kill you thing that I know of. Maybe I'm way off base.
Taking on the Chucky via like Goosebump style.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I feel like the story of the dummy like come to life has always been a thing, and this is like sort of a
play on
this. This was like a modern take on that at the time, right?
Very wonderful.
I dig it. I'd watch this again.
Good, because we're watching the next 6.
Right now?
Yeah.
Just for the podcast or for fun?
Well.
You can hit us up on nerdopotamus.net. You can check us out at shudder-bugs.com. You can give us money at patreon.com/shudderbugs if you really feel like it. And you can always check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @shudderbugs. Peace, shitties.